Welcome to the deep dive. Sometimes the most powerful insights, they come packaged really concisely. And that's exactly what we're going to unpack today. We're looking at walkable neighborhoods, home buyer priority.
Right. A very clear focus.
Yeah. And our mission here is, as always, to distill that single most important nugget from the material you've given us.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, this one jumps right out. The source finding is incredibly direct. Homes for sale near me. Buyers prioritize walkable neighborhoods. Just that.
Hmm.
That statement is our focus for this whole deep dive.
And it's quite a statement, isn't it? Buyers prioritize walkable neighborhoods. It's not vague. It really cuts through the noise and tells you something significant right away about what's happening in the housing market.
Exactly.
It's a key piece of information if you want to be, you know, properly informed about current real estate trends. It's direct.
Okay, so let's unpack this a bit then.
Yeah.
It's clear, but what's behind that clarity? This strong preference, this prioritization, it's not just like a passing fad, right?
Doesn't seem like it, no.
So what are the sources telling us is really driving this? Why do people want everything within walking distance?
Well, the material points to a few different things converging. Partly it's lifestyle, definitely. People want convenience.
Sure, less time in the car.
Exactly. Saving time, maybe cutting down on commuting costs, gas prices, even, you know, needing a second car. That's one piece. Then there's a health angle that the sources mention.
Ah, right. More activity.
Yeah. Studies linking walkability to just, well, moving more naturally throughout your day. And there's also an environmental piece.
Makes sense. Reducing your footprint.
Mm-hmm. A lot of buyers seem keen on that, choosing places where they can walk or cycle or hop on public transport easily. It feels like a desire for a fundamentally different rhythm to daily life.
Okay, this is where I think we need to get specific for, you know, for you listening. When the sources talk about a walkable neighborhood, what does that actually mean in this context? Is it just, oh, there's a sidewalk? Or is it something more?
It's definitely more, yeah, much more than just a pathway. The sources consistently point towards proximity. Proximity to daily needs.
Like groceries.
Groceries, yes. Parks, cafes, maybe restaurants, sometimes even your job, all ideally within something like a 15-minute walk or bike ride.
So that 15-minute city idea we hear about sometimes.
Exactly. It's very closely related to that concept, where your essential needs are met locally. And the material also touches on how this often requires things like mixed-use zoning, maybe a bit more density, and obviously really good pedestrian infrastructure, safe crossings, good lighting, that sort of thing.
Right.
It's really about the whole built environment encouraging you to walk. Even see things like Walk Score mentioned in the sources.
I have seen those.
Right. As a kind of metric for how easy it is to live without a car based on what's nearby.
So who is driving this? I mean, is it everyone or are certain groups really pushing for this walkable lifestyle? And what does that do to the market for buyers and sellers?
Good question. The sources do highlight specific groups. It seems particularly strong among younger buyers. Millennials, Gen Z, often maybe their first home purchase.
Okay.
But interestingly, also quite significant for empty nesters, people perhaps looking to downsize, simplify, maybe get rid of a car.
So different ends of the age spectrum united by this preference.
Seems that way. And for buyers, it means, well, convenience, like we said, potential cost savings, and maybe just a perceived better quality of life, less hassle.
And for sellers.
For sellers, if you have that walkability, it often translates to a higher property value. The sources are pretty clear that homes in these highly walkable zones, they command a premium.
Because it's becoming a must-have.
Exactly. Less of a nice-to-have bonus and more of a core feature people are actively seeking out. And you can see it influencing developers too, you know, pushing new projects towards that more integrated, pedestrian-friendly design.
That really is a fundamental shift. But are there nuances here? I mean, does this priority hold true everywhere, across all price points?
Mm.
Or are people still making trade-offs, like maybe you sacrifice walkability for a bigger yard?
Absolutely. That's a really important point. The sources do suggest it's not always the top priority above all else. There's still a hierarchy.
Okay.
So, for instance, buyers with kids might still put the school district first, or they might need more square footage, and that might only be available further out in a less walkable spot.
Right. Practicality.
Practicality. So, yes, walkability is a clear priority, but it gets balanced against other critical factors. The key takeaway from the sources, though, is how much more weight walkability seems to carry now compared to, say, 10 years ago.
Ah, good.
Even when compromises are needed elsewhere, walkability is less likely to be the thing that gets dropped first. It's moved up the list for a growing number of buyers.
So, bringing this deep dive toward a close then, let's just circle back to that core insight, the really clear message we got from the sources today. It's this simple fact. Buyers prioritize walkable neighborhoods. It's undeniable. Homebuyers increasingly want amenities and destinations close by on foot.
Mm-hmm. It's more than just a preference. It tells you something about changing values, about aspirations for a certain kind of life.
Right.
And the actionable part here, I think, is recognizing that this desire isn't just about making life easier. It taps into bigger ideas about community, about health, about efficiency, even sustainability. This specific finding, buyers prioritize walkable neighborhoods, it cuts right through. It tells you what matters in this specific part of the housing market. It's sort of a signpost for where things might be heading.
So a final thought for you, our listener, to mull over. Given this clear stated priority that buyers want walkability, what might your own community look like in, say, 5 or 10 years if this keeps accelerating? And focusing just on that one fact, that stated priority, how might knowing that influence your next big decision, whether that's about where you live or maybe just how you engage with the place around you, something to think about?